is 7:10 on this Friday evening, and as I said, Holly and Alex, we're going to be here to do a live interview, and they're now here in the studio. Hello, guys.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, and yourself?
Good, very well, thank you. Now, for people that have just tuned in and didn't know, I did mention it earlier, you guys were the winners of the S Factor competition, which was in support of St Francis Hospice, and it took place at the Merchant a couple of weeks ago. Well, how did you hear about the S Factor competition?
In complete honesty, it's the pub that my dad drinks in, close to his work, and he saw a bit of paper and was like, yeah, lovely, we love that. I did a bit of prize karaoke a little while ago, and it was just a bit of fun, and then my dad was like, yeah, solid, you and Alex should have a go at that, so we just sort of did.
And how do you feel it went? Obviously you won, so that must have been exciting.
Oh, to be fair, we only had two songs prepared to start with. When we heard we got to do three, we was absolutely shaking, really.
Yeah, we were bricking it.
Well, you did amazingly, considering. What song was it that you didn't know? Well, first of all, tell the listeners what songs you did do.
So the way we originally understood it was that we'd need two songs, and if we got through to like the grand final that's in like a couple of weeks' time, we'd need another song. But obviously the way that it actually panned out is that we needed two songs, and if we got down to the final three, we need a third. So we originally had the sort of the Michael Bublé one and the Adele one prepared, and then we were like, well, we haven't done the third one yet, so we just sort of threw together Fallin' from...
We're in a band at college, so... We just kind of chose the best one that would transfer to acoustic, so
and
we chose yeah. Fallin' by Alicia Keys.
And it meant you won. So you did quite well. How did you feel when your name got read out that you'd won?
I didn't really have any words, to be honest. I mean, we just sort of ended it as a bit of fun. And
yeah, I was a little shocked, but I was like, yeah, this is cool.
So does it feel kind of pressure now? You thought it was just fun, and now you're actually in a proper competition. You're going through to the finals again.
Yeah, there's no other answer for that. But no, ultimately, if it goes through to the final, we could come last, and we're just doing it for like a bit of fun, to be honest. Like I said, it was never very serious, and now it's just
see what we can do.
Enjoy the ride.
Cool. That sounds good. I'm looking forward to the finals. Are you guys? Are you still nervous about it?
I'm always nervous.
Do you want to tell the listeners sort of details about it so they can come along? Do you know the dates?
So it's on the 23rd of March at the Sutton's Arms. It takes all the sort of regional winners. Obviously, we were the regional winner for like Brentwood. I believe there was one in Romford. And you all sort of perform. And I believe it's the same setup as it was at the sort of heat. And yeah, the prize money is like £1,000, I think, or something stupid like that. So when we got through, we were like, oh, okay, that's lovely.
Didn't expect that.
But yeah, so it should be good competition. Based on the competition that was at the heat, if it's all the finalists, it's going to be a tough night full of talent, let's face it.
Well, I think you can do it. You're strong contenders. I think you'd be cool. Sorry, Alex, do you want to just move the microphone a little bit more towards your face? You're a bit quiet compared to us.
All right, there we go.
There we go. How's that? Much better. Thank you very much.
It moved away from me. Mike didn't like me.
They've got a mind of their own, these microphones. So, what have you got planned for the finals next week?
That's a brilliant question.
That would be letting out the secret. The third song we was originally going to do for the heat in... like we thought was going to be on the 23rd was Clown by Emily Sandé.
So.
But yeah, we've had to chuck a couple others in as well.
At the moment they're rather unprepared. One of the judges said that they'd like to hear us do sort of something more rocky, so we're looking at doing something along those lines to suit my vocal and to really emphasise how good he is at guitar.
Oh, shush. But yeah.
Yes, because you are quite versatile with your songs. Like, when your image is quite rocky, and then when the songs that you chose to do, I was like quite surprised, but pleasantly surprised. Why is it that you choose sort of not so rocky songs to do?
Suits your vocal better, really.
Yeah, in all honesty, it suits my vocal range better. And partly because you can't really smash out a rock song on an acoustic guitar. I mean, you can do pretty well, but like, Alex started learning sort of mainly sort of.
I just learned what you wanted me to.
Yeah, Alex kind of does it for me, I'm not going to lie.
I said from the start, it's all for you, so.
Aww, that's quite cute. Because people, obviously, if they don't really know you, you are a couple, you are together. So was it together? Did music bring you together, or were you together and then decided that you're going to start performing?
So it's a bit of both, really. We met at college, and he's in my music class. Well, I'm in his music class. He was there first.
I was here first.
And we sort of got started getting talking. We started dating, and then this sort of, we always said that we wanted to play music together. It's just nice. It works well that I'm a vocalist. He plays guitar really lovely. And then this competition came about. We were like, well, it's a really good opportunity.
So
that was the first. Yeah, that was the first performance you've sort of done together, like in front
yeah.
of
together live. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we do stuff at college, but
never just us.
That's not until next week.
Yeah, we haven't got.
We're going to be on stage.
Next show we've got is like next week, and that's as a band, not as like just a duet.
Yeah. So did you feel more vulnerable just having just two of you on the stage?
It was fun. I really liked it. It was a bit more intimate and.
I know I can rely on you, so...
It just kind of made me feel like I had to push a bit more and, like, really push me out of my comfort zone, really, so I had to...
No, I always get nervous when I'm on stage, and I think what makes it worse is that if I feel like I have to rely on other people, I, like, learn their parts and make sure I can make up for it if something does go wrong, but I don't know, when I'm performing with Alex, it's just not a problem. I just know I can trust him.
Especially when you haven't got the guitar in your hand, you can't really do it for it.
Yeah.
Just have to sort of go for it. So what was the... Tell me a bit more about this band you're in.
To pass our college course, basically, we have to do several styles of music. We chose rock, because that's just... Yeah, for him. We're doing some funk pieces, and we do a bit of blues as well. You've been at the college longer than me. You could probably speak about it more.
Oh yeah, basically it's we just get told like choose these contrasting styles. They have to be like contrasting, so it really shows off how well you understand the genre, which is why rock is completely different to funk and the way you play it and how everything's got to sound sonically. They just really want you to showcase like how well you can interpret all different kinds of styles.
Nice. And is that to get you into other styles as well? Because do you think if you just listen to rock and you didn't go to college, you'd be like, I'm just going to stick to rock, and you wouldn't know all this new stuff you've learned?
I kind of do still stick to rock, really, but...
You play a bit of blues, but...
I love blues, but... Yeah. but, yeah, it's a bit more... When you're learning about it, you kind of understand all the inner workings of how a style works, and it kind of helps you really appreciate it more.
I know that when I came to the college, I was just singing sort of like, I don't know, quite sort of technically difficult things, like complex like jazz pieces, because I'm used to a lot of jazz because I played saxophone for 5 years. And then I started singing, well, I've sung for ages, but I started singing and being graded on it at college. And then that sort of brought me into this whole new world of like performance styles. Like I've been on and off stage for a lot of my life, but like never sort of for anything that was like rock or like, well, funk or anything other than like musical theatre or like really classical pieces. So yeah, I think it massively helps you for situations, especially like the S Factor, to sort of bring you into things that you can actually perform. And yeah, it builds you up as an act rather than as a vocalist or as a guitarist.
So do you think, you've just talked about being an act, and obviously you guys done amazingly. Once you leave college, do you think the band will stay together, or do you think you guys will venture on your own?
I'm outside of college, I'm already on in my own band. We're newly formed, really, or reformed. We started last year and then just got back together this year. Whole new image, whole new name and everything, and we sorted that all out, recorded some demos and stuff.
Nice. And what's the band called?
We are Snakebite, a kind of hard rock band with a bit of a kind of southern twist to it.
Nice.
That's kind of really cool. There's just two guitarists, vocalists and a drummer, and it's just pure stripped back rock.
Sounds good. Sounds interesting. And how long have you been playing guitar for?
I've been playing for 3 years, but coming up to 4 years next month.
And did you teach yourself, or you had lessons?
I taught myself. I couldn't read a piece of paper to save my life, really. but I can watch someone do it, and I can be like, "Oh, that's cool. I'll try that."
Because have you got a 12-string guitar there?
Yeah, this is a 12-string.
Is it harder than a 6-string?
The neck's a lot thicker, so it's quite hard for like bar chords and stuff. But it's just got such a nice sound, like quite a unique sound.
It's warmer, definitely warmer.
Nice. Well, we're going to hear that in a little bit. Just a couple more questions, then we'll hear the nice warm sounds of guitar. So, did you come from musically backgrounds, like family wise?
No.
So my parents don't play any instruments. They don't sing. My sister, she's got a really lovely voice, a much higher vocal range than I. But my parents have always said they don't know where they got it from. As far as I knew, my granddad could play a bit of guitar, but there's never been anyone in my family that have gone, yeah, like he was really musical or she was really musical, and I've got it from them, because I've just never, I don't know, I don't think so. As far as I know, no, it's just me and my sister that can sort of sing a bit, but yeah.
I've no musical background, really. There's people who can play the basics, but there's no one who like really took it as seriously as I do.
So what made you want to do it at college? Where did the sort of music inspiration come from?
Oh, it came right back at the start of, kind of towards the end of school, like secondary school. I think one of my options was cancelled because there wasn't enough people taking it. So I was like, oh, I don't know much about music, but I kind of getting into watching people play guitar and stuff, so I'll go for music.
Couldn't play a note, and you just took it as an option.
I couldn't play an instrument at all at that point. 3 years later, here I am.
Wow. You're doing good. You're doing really well. So we're going to hear a bit of your music now. What are you going to do? Two tracks for us. Just do one for now. What track are you going to do first?
I'm going to do All of Me by John Legend first, I think.
Nice. Right. Love that track. Right. When you're ready, go on. Off you go.
What would I do without your smile now? Drawing me and you kicking me out. Got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Loves your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. 'Cause all of me gives my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Hey, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying and beautiful too, this world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Loves your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. 'Cause all of me gives my all to you. You're my end, my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Give me all of you. we're both showing hearts, risking it all, though it's hard. 'Cause all of me loves all of you, loves your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. 'Cause all of me gives my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Hey.
Wow, guys, that was beautiful. That was so good. Thank you for that. I really enjoyed that. So you did covers when you was in doing the S Factor. You did covers. Do you write your own songs at all yet, or you not got to that stage?
I write a lot of my own original music. That's a lot more biased towards my band and my style and all that kind of thing. I've stepped out of it before, and I've wrote obviously a lot more quieter stuff. Kind of more calmer acoustic, but yeah, we do covers, but I like to write the occasional song.
Yeah, together we've never written music yet, but nah. it's definitely an aim for the future.
Yeah, it's something good. You'd like to do. Oh, that'd be nice. And how long is it you say you two have been dating?
Just over five months.
Because
Tuesday.
Oh, well done.
Thanks.
That's a good boyfriend right there. Because I said as you guys came in that we're going to have a bit of fun and do a quiz about how well you know each other. And you guys don't feel very confident about this, do you?
Not that I'm being quizzed on it.
We'll see how it goes. Right, so I've got some backing music. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to hear it, but I can hear it. Can you hear that?
Yeah,
wicked. Cool. Right, so the first question is, number one, it's quite an easy one. Who is their favourite singer / band / artist to listen to?
Yours is so easy!
Oh, you've got the most varied music taste ever. Oh, favourite.
Artist, singer, band, whoever she likes to listen to the most. And remember to think of your own answers for yourself, because we're going to go over the answers and see what they say.
Oh, you know
this. Okay, number two. What three words would your partner use to describe themselves? So, what three words would Holly use to describe Holly, and what three words would Alex use to describe Alex? You're quite quick at that one. You know that one. Okay, number three. What or where would their ideal date be? Really thinking about this one. Because then you can take them. Say that again.
Is it what and where?
What or where? Wherever. Just what. You can even put a place or whatever you think she would say for her perfect date. Write that down. And then you can take her there on Tuesday. Okay, number four. What do you think their favourite personality trait about you is? So what's their favourite thing about your personality?
Oh, no.
Are these hard questions?
Or yeah. Maybe?
I like to make life hard sometimes. It's more fun that way. Okay, number five. Name one thing your partner has on their bucket list. They can have already done it or not done it, as long as it's on their bucket list. Have you both got one? A bucket list?
Okay, yeah.
Cool, got that one. OK, Okay, number six. Second from last question. If they could live in any country in the world, where would they want to live? Oh, Holly's got that straight away. Alex is struggling a bit more.
Any country?
Yeah. Should he have got this one, Holly? Is that an easy one for you?
No, I've never said.
Okay, last question. If your partner won £1 million, what would they do with the money? So imagine you've won the S Factor and you're winning all that money. What are you going to do with it? That's what you're thinking about. Okay, we've got 10 seconds left of the music, so I'll give you time to go over any ones that you want to go over. 3, 2, 1. Okay, this is going to be the fun bit. No. Give me your answers. Because I don't want any cheating going on. Thank you. Oh, no. And hello. Right, okay. Right, who wants to go first with their answers? We'll go for Holly, because Alex is quite sad. Right, so, Holly, how well do you know Alex? Okay, so the first question was, who's your favourite singer or band to listen to? So, Alex, what's your answer?
Guns N' Roses.
Yes!
Wait, what round have you done this?
Oh, no, I've messed it all up.
Is yours first? Is that your one?
Other than the first question, yeah. Guns N' Roses on right, the other okay. side, sorry.
Yes, got that one right. Okay. Alex, what three words would you use to describe yourself?
Oh, no. Did I...
Oh, I'm confused. I don't know what you've done.
I think I've done this horribly wrong.
Okay, Alex, what's your answer?
Three words to describe myself.
I think I've done this really wrong.
Cool, calm and laid back.
Okay, that was wrong. Holly, what did you say?
I don't remember.
Is it a rock god?
Oh, yeah, a rock god.
kind of wrong. Number three, where would your ideal date be, or what would your ideal date be?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about that one.
Telepathically know what I put down. Come on.
Oh,
my. It could be related to what she described you as.
Yeah, my either be to a concert.
Yes, just say that.
What's the or?
Or to a little place in London called Denmark Street.
Gutted.
No, the other one was a racetrack.
A racetrack. Oh, that's a good idea.
there you go. Okay, number four. What do you think their favourite personality trait about you is? So, what is Holly's favourite thing about you?
Did I put one down for this?
Yeah.
Oh, I did, okay.
Well, for your side, I don't think you did. But you have an answer. So, I'm going to go with that's what you meant for Alex.
Probably.
Oh, probably patient. Oh, sorry.
No. That was wrong. You breaking stuff. Yeah. No, she said silly.
Silly. Oh.
I like that you're silly.
Number five, name one thing that Holly has... No, sorry. Let me start again. What is one thing that's on your bucket list, Alex?
My bucket list is... safe. American road trip.
No, what have you written?
Come off it. I said to play a big arena.
Yeah, that would be on there too.
For God's sake!
I'll give you half a point because I'm nice like that. Right, number six. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you want to live?
It's gonna be one of two answers. I really hope I've got the right one.
I've been on holiday before.
No,
you didn't put that one, did you? No, I'd really love to live in like central Italy.
Oh no, Holly wrote America. Was that the other option?
That was the other one.
Okay, last question. If you won £1 million, what would you do with the money?
I would completely clear out the most expensive guitar store going.
Yes. Is that what you put?
Music equipment.
Yes, there you go. Okay, so you've got 1, 2.5 out of 7.
Oh dear. Some of them were close.
I wouldn't worry.
Right, okay. Alex's turn.
Very vague.
So, who is Holly's... No, sorry, I always do this. I get confused with who I'm asking. Holly, who is your favourite singer, band, or artist?
I said Amy Winehouse?
Alex, did you put?
Put the first band you ever went to. Well, ever really spoke about the Hummer, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, guide. Sorry, mate.
What three words would... Who am I asking? Holly, what three words would you use to describe yourself?
Silly, short and loud.
Oh. Close. I'll give you crazy. He said crazy, short and loud. No, fun and pretty.
Aww.
Hero. I'll give you a whole point for that. Number three, where would your ideal date be? Or what would your ideal date be?
Just something... unusual and outdoorsy. Like.
No. Alex, what did you write?
I put a weekend in Paris.
Oh.
That would be a really nice date, actually.
Actually, that's up there. I'll take it back.
Okay, number four. What do you think his favourite personality trait is about you? That's cheating. You can't mouth it just because we're on radio. I saw that.
Personality trait, I would have said that I'm just a bit weird. I'm just silly.
I'll give you half a point. He said a little crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's solid.
Number five, name one thing that Alex has... No, Holly, oh, I'm so confused here. Who am I? Name one thing that Alex has on his bucket list.
That Alex has on his bucket list?
No, that you have on your bucket list. Sorry.
On my bucket list, probably the fastest zip line in the world in Wales. Oh.
No, that's not what Alex put.
What did you put?
I put a scuba dive in the Great Barrier Reef, was it?
Oh, or? My God, yeah. And in between the Grand Canyon, what?
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live?
I'd live in the UK. I've got too much family here, or New Zealand at a push.
Oh, Alex, what did you write?
Put Spain.
To be fair, the push would be like a little island off of Spain. So, yeah, really you nice. Weren't far off.
But you're still in the UK. What if all your family could go?
If all my family could go, I'd either go and live in New Zealand or I'd live in a little island off the coast of Spain, Fuerteventura. Nice. One of the Canary Islands, because we just go on holiday there every year and it's great.
Yeah.
So we basically had it, but not.
not quite. Okay, and your last question. If you won £1 million, what would you do with the money?
I love this one.
Oh, cool. I'd buy makeup.
Oh.
What did you get?
I said you'd buy a big house and fill it with animals.
To be fair, I'd take it all back. I'd buy makeup and put it on the animals.
That would look quite sweet as well.
Lushed cheeks of a cat, that'd be adorable.
Dog with lipstick on.
Only animal friendly, of course.
Right, okay, so, Alex, you got 1 out of 7. So, Holly, you actually did better. You got 2.5 out of 7.
Yeah.
So you guys know each other really well. Hopefully that's helped you get to know each other.
We know the important things.
Yeah. So where are you going to go on your date now for your anniversary? You've got all these options.
We're looking at going away on holiday at some point soon. So potentially the weekend in Paris might actually be quite correct.
That'd be nice. Right, okay, now that you guys are over that one, shall we play another song? What song are you going to do next?
We're going to do the first song we did at the S Factor, which is One and Only by Adele.
You've been on my mind. I grow fonder every day, lose myself in time. Just thinking of your face, God only knows why it's taken me so long. Let my doubts go. You're the only one that I want. I don't know why I'm scared, 'cause I've been here before. Every feeling, every word, I've imagined it all. You'll never know if you never try to forget your past and simply be mine. So I dare you to let me be your one and only. I promise I'm worthy to hold in your arms. if I've been on your mind. You hang on every word I say, lose yourself in time. At the mention of my name, God only knows how it feels to hold you close and have you tell me whichever road I choose you'll go. I don't know why I'm scared, 'cause I've been here before. Every feeling, every word, I imagined it all. You'll never know if you never try to forget your past and simply be mine. So I dare you to let me be your one and only. I promise I'm worthy to hold in your arms. So come on and give me the chance to prove I am the one who can more than my own until the end starts. I know it ain't easy giving up your heart, and I know it ain't easy giving up your heart. So I dare you to let me be your one and only. I promise I'm worthy to hold in your hands. So come on and give me the chance to prove I am the one who can more than my own until the end starts. So come on and prove I am the one who can more than my own until the end starts. Ooh, oh,
love listening to you guys. I think you guys should put a CD together so I can sit there and listen to you all day, because you guys are so good. Well, we're coming up towards the end of the show now, so I'm gonna have to say goodbye to you guys, but thank you very much for coming on my show.
Right.
And I wish you all the best for the S Factor. I keep saying X Factor. Maybe one day you'll be on X Factor, but for now it's the S Factor finals, and I'll see you guys there.
That's cool. All right.
Lovely.
Thank you very much.
Thank
guys
you.
Cool.
Right, for now though, we're gonna have a bit of Jessie J now with a Flashlight.